I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, out of the office, actually on vacation, but wanted to bring you a couple of things. Dan Zwicker's on the line with us. We'll hear from him in a moment. Don't forget tomorrow that the FarmDoc team will be hosting a webinar. You should get yourself scheduled for willag.org to find all the details. It's at willag.org. Coronavirus and agriculture, kind of a quick snapshot of what they believe is going to happen or is happening. There will be five of them in that webinar, including Gary Schnitke, Todd Hubbs, Jonathan Kappas, Nick Paulson, and Scott Irwin. Now, Dan's here to talk about the marketplace. Dan, green on the screen today, a lot of it. Actually, beans up 23 cents. As we're talking at the noon hour, corn up around 11. That's not so bad. Did we find a bottom, you think?
Well, let's hope so. I'm not too sure technical support points or fundamentals mean a whole lot when you have a country that's kind of in a panic, emotional psychology. It's just, everything's up for grabs. But, you know, it does look like we've maybe found some kind of support point. And I think a lot of it is people, you know, are kind of self-distancing themselves. And I think people are seeing some stabilization, about 30%, I guess, on the Dow. But we got to keep in mind that the Dow is only like 30 stocks. If you go over and look at the S&P 500, technically the 38% retracement level is finding good support on a broader base index. Now the Dow has held above the 50% retracement level, which is in, from the 09 low, from the financial crisis of the 08-09 timeframe. So technically, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I do think we're at a spot where we maybe begin to stabilize things. And I think, you know, a lot of it will probably depend upon how this coronavirus upticks. Everybody knows it's going to uptick as the test kits become more available. All in all, I think the market is holding up pretty good. And the commodity markets, if the stock market begins to stabilize, then the commodity market is going to stabilize. And now we're waiting around, I guess, for the politicians to put together some kind of stimulus package. I'm a skeptic of what politicians can do, but the country at least looks toward them for some kind of leadership. And we'll see what they come up with, Todd.
How worried are you about crude oil being in the 20s and what impact it has across the rest of the commodities, if at all?
Well, it's going to tear the Texas economy to threads if it stays down there very long, because what's going to happen is everything's going to shut down, and we're going to see tremendous layoffs in your oil producing states. North Dakota is going to get hit real bad. I think North Dakota needs a little bit more money. I'm not too sure what their fracking costs are, but I think it's at least up around the $40 or $50 range. So when you've got crude oil down at $20, you just can't produce at that kind of loss. So you're going to see a slowdown in U.S. production. You're going to see some layoffs. So that'll slow down production, and that'll gradually raise the price up. I think as people become more comfortable with this virus and we begin to know a little bit more about it, the demand will pick up. I'm no expert on the stock market, but I'm sure this market is going to stabilize and it's going to give us a retracement rally. And then everyone's going to have to kind of make up of their own decision what they want to do about it. And a lot of that will probably depend upon how old they are and when they need the money. But when you look at it on a long-term basis, this will just go down as one of those corrections. And I'm sure the trend's going to grind higher.
Hey, thanks so much, Dan. And you and Teresa stay safe there in Texas.
We sure will. Same to you, Todd.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting from Waco, Texas. Now, just coming back around to that webinar that's going to happen tomorrow morning, Friday, the 20th of March at 11 o'clock with five of the agricultural economists, the FarmDoc team from the University of Illinois. You need to be signed up, and you can do that. It's free at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Central Time. Go to willag.org or the FarmDoc Daily webpage, either one. You'll find all the details at FarmDoc. daily.illinois.edu or willag.org, and you can get yourself registered today. For Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.